It's Chocolate Bunny Day, everyone! Hurrah! Well, no, you wouldn't be very impressed, would you, if your vicar announced that, would you? Would you? If we put it on all the posters and the website and the... No. Unless you were only hoping for lots of chocolate bunnies today. No, in our Christian churches, we want our clergy, in fact, we want all of us to celebrate Easter, don't we? But sort of over the last month or so, we've been looking at what all these names mean. And now that we've discovered why we call Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday and Lent and Mothering Sunday and Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, all those different things, what if I said today was not Chocolate Bunny Day, but Flora Day? You know, a day to remember not the margarine, but the Roman goddess of spring-ish. Would that be any better? Well, no, I thought not. I mean, today's about Jesus, isn't it? And the resurrection. So, that being the case, it might be a little bit of a pity that we call it Easter Day. Because, like Flora, Easter might have a bit of a link to a pagan goddess of spring. Now, the problem is, no one is exactly sure what Easter as a name means or where it comes from. We know, we can find out that the first chocolate Easter eggs were made in Germany in the 19th century. And that Cadbury's made their first version of the cream egg in 1905. We know that lamb is the traditional sort of Easter meal because it's the main element of the Jewish Passover meal. And as Christians we talk about Jesus being the Lamb of God, the one who's taken away the sins of the world, the sacrifice for our sins. And let's be honest, lamb is more easily available in springtime Western Europe as well. So, you know, kind of, you know, ticks all those boxes. But when it comes to the name Easter, we're not quite sure. But there is a theory that Easter originates from the name of a pagan goddess. It was the Venerable Bede, an English monk regarded as the greatest Anglo-Saxon scholar, who in the 8th century recorded that Eostre was an Anglo-Saxon pagan spring goddess, and she gave her name to Easter because the Christians took over the pagan springtime festival. But was he right? Perhaps your non-Christian friends have heard something about this and they've taken great pleasure and delight in telling you, oh well, you know, Easter's just a pagan festival adapted by the Christians. Their sort of agenda being, you know, we've all been conned. We're actually worshipping a pagan goddess rather than the risen Lord Jesus. But there are a couple of little problems with this theory. Known Anglo-Saxon deities like Woden and Thor, they have their parallels in Norse and Germanic pre-Christian religions as well. Plus they've been made into Marvel superhero films, aren't they? You know, we know of those other gods, those pagan gods. But when it comes to Bede's Eostre, there are no such equivalent, you know? You've not seen the kind of the Marvel film of Eostre. The sort of the springtime goddess. You know? We've not seen it. It's not made it onto the big screen. It's not there. But it's not there in any of the other sort of German and Norse pre-Christian religions either. Why has nobody else ever heard of Eostre? And likewise, there are no images of her, no carvings, and no legends in existence. The only record of this Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring is Bede's claim that she existed. Now, Bede might have been the greatest scholar of his day, but that doesn't mean he was infallible. And such a huge lack of evidence casts rather a long shadow of doubt over his claim. The other problem is, why would the Christians keep her name or even adapt it for this festival? You know, we might celebrate Christmas. We don't really know when Jesus was born. All right, but we've adapted a pagan festival in winter for that purpose. But we didn't keep the name, did we? We changed it to a very Christ-centred name to reflect our Christ-centred celebrations. We call it Christmas, Christmas. So, Easter as a word doesn't mean anything to us celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, which we know happened around the Passover festival. So we know it happened in the springtime. So we specifically choose this time of year. Why would we keep Eostre and merge it into the name Easter adapt it, of a pagan goddess as the title for the most important Christian festival in the calendar. Well, we'll change that winter festival to Christmas, but, well, we can keep Easter, the resurrection of Jesus, as having some pagan goddess's name. That'll do. It's time for tea. We better go. We wouldn't do it. So if an Anglo-Saxon goddess isn't where Easter comes from, where do we get that? The truth is nobody really knows. But one possible answer is it might have its origins in the Latin word for dawn, aurora. Aurora, Easter, aurora, Easter, maybe, possibly. But it would make a little bit more sense, because John tells us in his gospel account of the resurrection that early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, I like the way he puts that qualification in, that's for teenagers. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, not 11:30, right? So it's dawn, you know. Luke and Matthew tell us it was very early. Mark tells us very early, as does Luke. Matthew tells us it was dawn. He uses that word. It was dawn when Mary and the other women went to the tomb of Jesus and they discovered it open and empty. It's why some churches have a dawn or a sunrise service welcoming Easter Day. I woke up to the radio and there's a sunrise service from the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem, celebrating the good news of the resurrection like the first women disciples did when they realised at that early hour that Jesus was no longer in the tomb and then heard that he'd risen. Look, whatever the origins of the name of today are, it's certainly not a springtime pagan festival repackaged for the church. Admittedly, it sort of might be out there in the world with eggs and chicks and lambs and bunnies. But in the Christian church, we celebrate something much more wonderful. Not that we've got anything against lambs and chicks and eggs and bunnies. We like all those things. And we've already seen, for example, lamb is a traditional meal for Christians on Easter Day. It reflects the Passover. It reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus to free us from slavery to sin and death. And likewise, eggs have been part of Easter since before Easter. They're eaten as well at the Jewish Passover meal, where people remember, the people of God remember their rescue from slavery in Egypt. Now, as Christians, eggs remind us of that same freedom from slavery, but that freedom of slavery from sin and death. They remind us of new life. Of the tomb of Jesus being empty, broken open, because he's no longer there. The greatest truth, the wonder of Easter, is that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He endured the just judgment of God on our behalf for all of our rejection of him. Jesus was separated from God because he absorbed all of our rebellion, all the big rebellions, all the little rebellions, all the times that we put something or someone on the throne of our lives rather than God. It was there that he paid our penalty, and he was totally cut off from God. That's what death is. But God then raised Jesus to new and eternal life. The penalty was paid. Death wasn't going to have the victory. A new day dawned for humanity. The tomb of Jesus was broken open and it was empty. Jesus had paid for our sins. Now he'd won for us eternal life with God through faith in him alone. That is such wonderful news, isn't it? And it's so sad that in a lot of cases the pagan world has taken our Christian symbols and turned them into something bland. I mean, they're lovely, chocolate's lovely, but everything's made of chocolate and it just melts and it's gone. It's just, that's it, over. Because it's been stripped of its wonderful Christian references. So look, should we just be done with the whole thing? Should we just ditch Easter as a name? Just forget about it altogether? I mean, it certainly doesn't help us as a name, because we don't really know what it's about and why it's there. But at the same time, I don't think it hinders us either, because there's so little evidence for what it might mean. It can't be used as an argument that we're accidentally worshipping a pagan goddess. We're not anyway. Jesus is so very definitely the centre of our worship today. But perhaps we can focus on the discovery made on that first dawn. As the sun rose, the women realised that Jesus was gone. They ran and they told the male disciples. Peter and John investigated, but they didn't really get it at that point. Then alone in her sorrow, Mary Magdalene was spoken to, first by the angels and then by Jesus himself. Gradually, as dawn became morning and morning turned to afternoon and then evening and then night, more and more people encountered the risen Lord Jesus. Each one of them experienced a resurrection moment when the light dawned upon them. He is alive. Most of the time, names are important. But I don't think we should worry too much about Easter as a name. I think we should focus more on the name of Jesus. Because today's all about Jesus. And Jesus means Yahweh, God is salvation. God is salvation. And God has saved us through the death of Jesus on the cross for our sins and by raising him to new and eternal life. That is so much better than any mere spring goddess. And it certainly leaves chocolate bunnies in the shade too. Easter Day? Perhaps. Resurrection Day? Definitely. God is Salvation Sunday. Now that's got a good ring to it, without a doubt. And so it's a real cause for joy and celebration and praise and worship. Because Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.